KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
At 8 o'clock, we have a mostly sunny sky, and we look for it to be partly cloudy today, a high of 86, currently 64 degrees. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, your trained home comfort specialist dealer. In area news, the Atlantic City Council, during their meeting 5:30 p.m. Wednesday at City Hall, will act on approving a resolution that proposes to put before the voters a public measure that increases the hotel-motel tax 3%. If approved by the voters later this year, it would bump the tax to 7% beginning January 1st of 2018. Voters in November of 2010 approved by a supermajority the imposition of a hotel-motel tax at a rate of 4% that went into effect in January of 2011. The revenues from the tax were to be used for improving, repairing, operating, and maintaining the parks and recreational facilities and grounds within the City of Atlantic. Since the tax went into effect, the Schulberg Recreation Area Task Force has been reviewing the future of the park system. They concluded that additional resources are necessary to continue the progress made over the past 7 years. If the council votes to approve the tax language to be placed on the ballot in general election, it'll need to pass by a simple majority of the voters. In other business, the Atlantic City Council Wednesday will act on approving a resolution that would amend the city's personnel policy with regard to the payroll system. The submission of timesheets early leaves department heads essentially guessing how many hours an employee would work or if they would use sick leave or vacation time. City Clerk Barb Barrick has consulted with the Personnel and Finance Committee, and it was agreed that the payroll system needs to be changed. The resolution repeals an existing pay period subsection in the city code and adopts the following language: both hourly and salaried employees of the city are to be paid semi-monthly. All employees shall be paid on the second and fourth Friday of the month. And a sentence dealing with overtime would be replaced with: the workday shall begin at 12:01 a.m. on Sunday and end at 12 midnight the following Saturday. The council is also expected to act on an order to close Cedar Street from 2nd to 3rd on August the 6th for the first United Methodist Church Community Block Party, which takes place on that date from 5 until 7 p.m. And a separate order to be approved is for the closing of all relevant streets at certain times on August the 12th for Atlantic Fest. You can check out the complete street closure list under this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Adair County Sheriff Jeff Vandewater reports several recent arrests, with three individuals receiving citations and then released at the scene. According to his report, 37-year-old Michael Lynn Huddleston of Fontenelle was arrested July 24th by Greenfield Police for operating a motorcycle while his license was denied or revoked due to an OWI. Huddleston was released on his own recognizance the next day by a magistrate. 65-year-old Russell Wayne Cowling of Orient was arrested, cited, and then released by Adair County Sheriff's deputies on July the 24th. For harassment in the first degree. On July 25th, 27-year-old Lucas Jamal Garner of Des Moines was arrested, cited, and then released by a sheriff's deputy for possession of controlled substance. And 45-year-old Bobby Egan of Stewart was arrested, cited July 27th, and then released for driving under suspension. Now, late last Friday morning, an Iowa State Patrol trooper arrested 23-year-old Elena Noel Goddard of Des Moines for OWI second offense, use of an electronic communication device, and having no insurance. Goddard was also cited for driving while suspended and failure to maintain control. She'd been taken into custody following an investigation into an accident that took place around the 84.5-mile marker of Interstate 80 westbound in Adair County. When the trooper approached the scene, Goddard was walking away from her pickup truck. The report said that as he spoke with her, the trooper noticed Goddard could not sit still, was speaking rapidly, and had dilated pupils. The woman said she thought she was on the south side of Des Moines and that the accident happened because she was on her phone. Goddard was being held in the Adair County Jail on a $2,000 cash bond or surety. And last Saturday night, authorities in Adair County arrested in Orient 26-year-old James Michael Norris of Kent for possession of drug paraphernalia and possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. Norris was taken into custody following a traffic stop for speeding. He was released from the Adair County Jail later that night on a $1,000 cash bond or surety. U.S. Attorney Kevin Vandershell said Monday that on Friday of last week, 27-year-old Francisco Javier Ledesma Santa Cruz of Council Bluffs was sentenced by U.S. District Court judge to 42 months in prison for possession with the intent to distribute methamphetamine. Ledesma Santa Cruz will serve 1 year of supervised release following his imprisonment. On February 24th, Ledesma Santa Cruz pleaded guilty and admitted that he aided and abetted the possession of over 1 kilogram of methamphetamine with the intent to distribute in Council Bluffs during August of 2016. A co-defendant, Ramon Cisneros Aguilera, was sentenced to 135 months in prison in April of this year. The charge was the result of a drug trafficking investigation conducted by law enforcement in both Sioux City and Council Bluffs. Three people were sentenced to anywhere from 2 to a little more than 4 years in prison last Friday in U.S. District Court in Council Bluffs for their role in the distribution of muscle-building drugs. 31-year-old Jeffrey Lackus of Bettendorf, 39-year-old Stanley Zito of Iowa City, and 30-year-old Daniel Cruz Bonilla of Fontana, California, were all sentenced for conspiracy to distribute anabolic steroids. Lackus, Zito, and Cruz Bonilla were members of a drug trafficking organization responsible for the distribution of anabolic steroids and human growth hormones throughout the country. Between July of 2011 and March of 2015, the organization had operated under the internet name of Brinkman Pharma, and the defendants distribute anabolic steroids and human growth hormones obtained from a source in China. Lackus was sentenced to 46 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Zito was sentenced to 25 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. He was also fined $6,000. Cruz Bonilla was sentenced to 41 months in prison, followed by 3 years of supervised release. Each of the defendants was ordered to pay $100 to the Crime Victims Fund. The Creston Police Department today reports two people were arrested on separate charges Monday. At around 11:30 p.m., 21-year-old Ryan Parmenter of Creston was arrested in the 500 block of North Cherry Street on a charge of interference with official acts. He was later released on a $300 bond. And 19-year-old Natalie Eslinger of Creston was arrested at a residence in the 800 block of North Cherry Street for public intoxication. She was transported to the Ringgold County Jail and held on a $300 bond. Sheriff's officials in Union County say they were arrested Saturday afternoon, 53-year-old Alan Glenn Milligan of Creston. Milligan was taken into custody at the Union County Law Enforcement Center on a Clay County, Missouri warrant for DWI. He was being held at the Union County Jail while awaiting extradition to Missouri. And a Creston woman had reported to the Union County Sheriff's Office Sunday afternoon that sometime the night before, someone took two bicycles from her backyard in the 1400 block of 238th Street. The bicycles are both 20-inch Mongoose brand. One is all chrome with gold pegs and white grips. The other is charcoal black with red rims and black pegs. The loss was estimated at $1,300. A Council Bluffs man, 35-year-old Hubert Theodore Carter III, was sentenced Friday to 27 months in prison for bank robbery. Carter was also ordered to serve 3 years of a supervised release following his imprisonment. On January 27th, Carter entered the UP Connection Federal Credit Union and handed a teller a handwritten note saying that he'd had a firearm, and he instructed the teller to fill the bag with money. Carter left the credit union with approximately $3,500 and was quickly apprehended with the stolen money by Council Bluffs Police. Council Bluffs Police Department and the FBI conducted the investigation. The case was prosecuted by the U.S. Attorney's Office for the Southern District of Iowa. And the Pottawatomie County Sheriff's Office on Monday released a report on arrests conducted over the weekend. Authorities say 31-year-old Corey Stevens of Oakland had been arrested Sunday on a fifth-degree theft charge for allegedly stealing things from the back of his sister's truck, like a minnow bucket and tackle box. The items were located inside of his vehicle. Stevens was also wanted on a warrant for failure to appear in court. Sheriff's officials say 33-year-old Jeremy Harriman of Avoca was arrested Sunday for criminal mischief in the fifth degree for allegedly breaking the glass on a basement door at 101 North Chestnut Street in Avoca. Harriman, who was described as being a transient, had been living in a garage adjacent to the home. He's alleged to have entered the residence after breaking the door glass and used the home to shower and wash his clothes. Authorities say that Harriman had previously received permission to do so. He was transported to the Pott County Corrections and held on a $300 bond. And 43-year-old Jessica Pullman of Minden was arrested Sunday in Pottawatomie County. She was taken into custody following an investigation into a hit-and-run injury accident at 290th and Highway 6. The woman fled the scene but was later located. Her vehicle had heavy front-end damage. Pullman was charged with OWI first offense and leaving the scene of an accident. The sheriff's office also said on a separate note that 47-year-old Christy Luttrell of Omaha was arrested Sunday for domestic assault with injury. And 42-year-old Christine Rouse of Council Bluffs was arrested by Pott County deputies Saturday on warrants for two counts of child endangerment. Rouse was booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail and held on a $5,000 bond. 30-year-old Robert Hackwell of Walnut was arrested Saturday as well. He was taken into custody for domestic abuse assault following a physical disturbance at a home in the 400 block of Atlantic Street in Walnut. The news was brought to you by Jacobson Plumbing and Heating in Fontenelle, where it's hard to stop a train. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.